name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
奉我们主耶稣救主的名，我要来问候在座的每一位。
The subject for our message is definition of and loving a neighbor.
那早上我们要来讲的就是爱邻舍的定义。
As my translator, the Sean, asked me what my burden was.
那翻译的弟兄罗树阳就问我，你的心中的负担是什么？
I said to him,
那我就告诉他，
My burden has been on learning right scriptural definitions to live a right Christian life that is laid down for us in the scriptures.
那我就告诉他，我的负担就是能够正确的来认识圣经上的定义，好叫我们能够来活一个按照圣经上所描绘的生活。
Because definitions are potentially important.
因为定义是非常重要的。
That is because wrong definitions can lead to disasters.
因为一个错误的定义可能会带来一场灾难。
If you have a wrong definition of God, you will be worshipping a wrong God.
如果你对神的定义是错误的，你可能就会敬拜一个错误的神。
If you have a wrong definition of neighbor, you will be loving a wrong neighbor.
如果你对邻舍的定义是错误的，那你可能会爱一个错误的邻舍。
If you have a wrong definition of gender, you will be marrying a wrong gender.
那如果你对性别的定义是错误的，那可能你会跟一个错误的性别结婚。
We all understand the possibilities of worshipping a wrong God or marrying a wrong gender, but we never think of a possibility of loving a wrong neighbor.
那我想我们都知道，我们有可能会敬拜一个假神，也可能会跟一个错误的性别结婚，但我们很少会想到我们会爱一个错误的邻舍。
That is the message today.
那这就是我今天的信息。
Generally, a neighbor is defined as someone next door or nearby.
那一般来说，邻舍的定义就是说在我们周围或隔壁的人。
The church has historically defined a neighbor as someone who is in need.
在历史当中，教会对邻舍的定义是有需要的人。
But what about if the word neighbor has another definition in the scriptures?
但如果在圣经当中邻舍有另外一个定义呢？
Then there is a possibility of applying the definition of neighbor to a wrong person.
那就会有这样的可能性，就是我们把邻舍的定义应用在了一个错误的人身上。
We then end up loving a wrong person.
那我们就会去爱一个错误的人。
The right person would still be due to be loved.
然而呢，本当被爱的人呢，他还没有人去爱他。
Let us say, a neighbor on the left side of our house is a poor man, and on the right side, a rich man.
那我们举例来说，今天在你家左边的是一家穷人，在你家右边的是一家富有的。
Which one should one pick as a neighbor for him to love?
那你该选择哪一家作为你的邻舍去爱他呢？
One may pick the poor man based upon his material poverty.
那有的人会选择这个穷人家的，因为呢，他们在物质上是贫穷的。
Another may pick a rich man based upon his spiritual poverty.
那另外还有人可能会选择这个富有人家，因为他们可能在邻里是贫穷的。
Or say, a neighbor on the left side of the house is a sinner, and on the right side, the Lord Jesus.
那我们再举一个例子，如果今天在你左边的是一个罪人，在你右边的是主耶稣。
We have a dilemma here.
那在这里我们就进退两难了。
According to this definition, we have to pick the sinner and ignore the Lord Jesus.
因为照着定义来说呢，我们该选择左边这个有罪的人，而要忽视主耶稣。
Because the sinner is in the position of need.
因为这个罪人他是有需要帮助的。
But what about the Lord Jesus?
那主耶稣呢？
If we ignore him, we would be in trouble.
如果我们忽略他的话，当然我们就更犯难了。
Because we would be breaking the spiritual law of loving God.
因为我们就在这里干犯了那个属灵的律法来爱神。
We are going to resolve that dilemma today.
今天呢，我们就要来解决这个两难的困境。
Today, we will derive that another definition out of the story of Good Samaritan from a passage in Luke according to our Lord.
所以今天我们要一起来看主在路加福音第十章好撒玛利亚人这个故事当中是如何来定义邻舍的。
Let us read the story of Good Samaritan and find out what that another definition of or who that another neighbor exactly is so that we do not miss loving the right person.
那我们就要来一同读这个好撒玛利亚人的故事，能够来发现在其中对于邻舍的另外一个定义，或者说这邻舍究竟是谁，好叫我们不致错过那本当被爱的人。
Many are going to be surprised today to learn that historically man has been loving a wrong neighbor not according to what our Lord meant in this story.
那可能今天会有很多人发现原来一直我们不是照着主在这个圣经当中所讲的去爱那个邻舍。
I beg you to pay your attention to the scripture reading and this message to get our Lord's point of view of neighbor in this story.
我恳请大家能够特别的来注意我们所读的这一段圣经以及我今天所要讲的信息，好叫我们能够来明白神在这个故事当中他对邻舍是如何定义的。
If anybody finds it difficult to understand or accept the Lord's point of view of neighbor presented in this message, kindly listen to the message again and do search the scriptures.And compare the story of Good Samaritan with other portions of the scriptures.
那如果你觉着今天我所讲的这个信息不太容易明白，或者是你不能够接受的话，我也恳请你能够再一次来听我的信息，然后呢，你也自己去查考圣经，并且把这个故事与整篇的圣经能够放在一起来参照来读。
And it will be clear to you.
那我想就会对你非常明白的。
If you still do not understand or do not agree, kindly do not hesitate to fellowship with me on this matter.
那如果你仍然觉着不能够接受的话呢，我也恳请你能够不要有任何的犹豫来跟我交通。
This kind of fellowship will only build us together.
那我相信这样的交通会让我们能够共同得着建造。
The story of Good Samaritan is one of the most famous.And familiar stories regarded as a model for loving a neighbor.
那好撒玛利亚人的故事一直以来都被当做一个榜样来教导我们如何的能够去爱邻舍。这是非常著名的一个故事，也是大家非常熟悉的。
And this is also one of the stories that's most incorrectly or rather diametrically interpreted in the matter of loving a neighbor.
然而呢，就讲到关乎爱邻舍这件事情，这个故事却是最广泛被错误解读，或者是完全被相反解读的一个故事。
The scenario in this passage is of a forum in which a certain lawyer, seemingly an expert in religious law, but foolish in not being able to recognize or discern Lord Jesus as the Savior, engages him.In a religious discussion.
那这段圣经的呢讲的就是一个律法师与主关于律法的一段交谈。这个律法师看起来是律法上的专家，但他却是愚拙的，因为他没有能够认出耶稣就是那一位救主。
Lord Jesus sincerely takes questions from the lawyer and scholarly answers question with a question purposely to expose his knowledge and to guide himTo figure out his own answers.
那主耶稣就非常的认真的来接受了律法师的提问，并且他用一个非常学术性的反问来回答这个律法师，那为的是能够引出律法师自己的知识，让他能够找到这个答案。
Now let us read Luke 10:25-37.
那现在就让我们一起来读路加福音第十章25-37.
I will read in English first, then Sean will read in Chinese.
我会先用英文读，我的弟兄会用中文再来读。
Luke 10:25-37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, What shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he, answering, said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed him, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side, and likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come back, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise.
路加福音10:25-37，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，父子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？耶稣对他说，律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？他回答说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说，你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？耶稣回答说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带他到店里去照应他。第二天拿出2钱银子来交给店主，说，你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说，是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
From the surface of the story, it seems to indicate that a person inherits eternal life by loving the Lord his God with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his strength, and with all his mind, and by loving his neighbor as himself.
那从表面上来讲呢，这个故事似乎是在告诉我们，如果一个人尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主他的神，并且爱邻舍如同自己，他就可以因此来承受永生。
But we have learned from the Bible that eternal life is based upon our believing and not upon our working, not even by our loving.
但圣经整本的圣经却告诉我们，我们得着永生是因着信，不在乎我们的行为，这个行为呢甚至包括我们的爱。
Therefore, we need to get to the bottom of the story to see that it does not contradict with what we have already learned from this Bible.
所以呢，我们需要来探一探这个故事的究竟，才能发现我们从圣经当中，它与我们从圣经当中已经领受的并不相违背。
In verse 25, the lawyer asked the Lord Jesus an evaluative question.
那在25节当中呢，律法师就问了主耶稣一个问题。
Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
父子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？
The Lord said to him in verse 26,
那主就在26节对他说，
What is written in the law?
律法上写的是什么？
You are a lawyer.
你是律法师。
You should know what the law says.
你该知道律法上是怎么写的。
And how do you read it?
那你念的是怎样呢？
In verse 27, the lawyer answered exactly what the law said and how he read.
那在二十七节律法师就照着律法上所写的以及他所读的一字不动的回答了出来。
That is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and love thy neighbor as thyself.
那就是说你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神又要爱邻舍如同自己。
Then the Lord said to him in verse 28,
然后主就在二十八节回答他说，
You have answered it right.
你回答的是
Go and do this, and you will then have eternal life.
你这样行就必得永生。
It means that one must, with all his heart, and with all his soul, and with all his strength, and with all his mind, love God unto the uttermost.
那就是说呢，人要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主，直到极致。
And in addition to that, he must also love his neighbor as he loves himself.
那除此之外呢，他还要爱他的邻舍如同他爱自己一样。
Did the Lord really mean for this Old Testament man to do it himself, and that if he did so, he would inherit eternal life?
那问题是，主是不是真的在告诉这个旧约的人，要靠着自己去来遵守律法，并且如果他真的这样做，能够承受永生呢
？Cannot be，
一定不是这样。
Because that would mean man's efforts to keep the law were worthy of earning eternal life。
因为如果是的话，就是说人靠着自己遵行律法就能够得着永生。
What the Lord meant by "Do this and thou shalt live"was this in a negative connotation.
那主对他说，你这样行就必得着，就必得永生。那背后的含义其实是一个负面的。
This is what you have been doing all your life, trying to keep the law to earn eternal life.
那主其实在说，你一生都在努力，靠着遵行律法来得永生。
Go ahead, continue to do this if you will ever be able to keep the law by yourself and earn eternal life without divine help.
那你继续这样行，若没有那从天上来的帮助，难道你真的能够靠自己遵守律法来得着永生吗？
But the lawyer took it positively as a confirmation from the Lord that his evaluation of eternal life was correct.
然而呢，这律法师却以为主是在肯定他自己对于永生的这个看法。
Because the Lord said, "Do this, and thou shalt live."
因为主对他说，你这样行就必得永生。
But he was guilty in the matter of loving every neighbor.
但是呢，他自己却违反了爱每一位邻舍这一条律法。
Because that would include a Gentile, a tax collector, an adulteress, an enemy, and an idol worshippers and the like.
那因为这样来定义邻舍的话，同样也包括了外邦人、税吏、犯奸淫的仇敌、拜偶像的等等。
So, he wanted to find a way to justify himself for his lack of love for some kind of people.
所以呢，他就想找到一种方法来证明自己不去爱一些人其实也是正确的。
If the definition of the neighbor is narrowed, he thought he could qualify and could proudly declare himself righteous.
那如果说对邻舍的这个定义能够窄一点的话，那他可以就说自己守住了这条律法，并且可以自己骄傲地说我是公义的。
He could have even thought, what if this master might, in my favor, restrict the definition of neighbor to just a Jew or to some manageable level?
那他甚至可能会想，如果主照着我所喜欢的把对邻舍的定义辖定为犹太人或者是我可控制的一些范围之内该多好。
Therefore, he asked the Lord in verse 29 like this.
所以在二十九节他就这样来问主。
If I may paraphrase, this is what he said.
如果用我自己的话来说的话，这是他所讲的。
Master, I know that the law first of all says that I should love God.
主啊，我知道这个律法第一个写的是我们要爱神。
I have no problem in understanding this part.
那这部分我没有问题，完全可以明白。
But in order to love my neighbor as myself, I need to know who then is this neighbor.
那如果要让我爱邻舍如同自己的话，我需要先知道这个邻舍到底是谁。
So the Lord gave an answer.
那所以主就给了他一个答案。
The Lord's answer showed him what he needed was not a neighbor to love him, but a neighbor to love the lawyer himself.
那主所给他的答案告诉他，他不是需要一个邻舍让他自己去爱这个邻舍，而是需要一个邻舍来爱他。
The lawyer had no idea that he was the one who was in need of someone to love him.
这个律法师根本没有想到，原来他自己是那个有需要被别人来爱的。
This was a foreign concept to him.
对他来说，这是一个非常陌生的概念。
Likewise, it is for us too.
同样，对我们来说，这也是一个陌生的概念。
He also thought he had strength to love, and therefore, that with that strength, he should love his neighbor.
那他也觉得他自己有能力去爱，所以呢，靠着他自己这个能力，他能去爱他的邻舍。
That's how we are too.
我们也是这样想的。
But the Lord showed him that he was a desolate and a pitiful sinner, and that he was the one who, first of all, needed a neighbor to love him.
然而主却启示他，他自己其实是一个凄凉可怜的罪人，而他是那个需要被人来爱的那个邻舍。
Then the Lord showed him that a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among the thieves.
那主就告诉他说，有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶利哥去，然后落在了强盗的手中。
A certain priest came down that way, and he did not care to save him.
那一个祭司就从那条路下来，他并不想要来救他。
A Levite passed by, and he too did not care to save him.
那又有一个利未人从那条路过来，他也不想要救他。
But that a Samaritan, a foreigner traveling by, came to him.Loved him and cared him with compassion and saved him to the uttermost.
可是有一个撒玛利亚人，一个寄居的路过那里，看见他就动了慈心，爱他并救他到底。
After the completion of the story, the Lord asked him in verse 36, "Which one of these three do you think has become a neighbor to him that fell among the thieves?"
那在这个故事结束之后，主就在第三十六节问他，这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中那人的邻舍呢？
Now, let us connect this question of the Lord in verse 36 with the question of the lawyer in verse 29.
那我们现在就把主在三十六节的这个回答和问题和这个律法师在二十九节的问题摆在一起来看。
In verse 29, the lawyer's question is, who is my neighbor?
在二十九节，这个律法师的问题是：谁是我的邻舍呢
？Not the word my. This my here is the lawyer.
那请大家注意这个词“我的”。那这里的“我”讲的就是这个律法师。
This my, this lawyer is looking for a neighbor to love.
那这个我，这个律法师，他是想要找一个邻舍，然后自己去爱邻舍。
In verse 36, the Lord's question is.
在三十六节，主的问题是。
Which one of these three do you think has become a neighbor to him that fell among the thieves?
这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中那人的邻舍呢？
Note the word phrase unto him.
那请大家注意，这里用的是那人。
The him here is the wounded man.
那人就是在这个故事当中受伤的那人。
The Lord is indicating the lawyer that he was the one who fell among the thieves, and therefore to place himself in the place of the wounded man and pick one of the three as his neighbor and answer back the Lord.
那主就是在启示他，其实这个律法师自己是那个落在盗贼手中的，那他自己应该把自己摆在这个受伤人的位置上，然后从那三个人当中选一个做他的邻舍去爱他。
Then the lawyer rightly answered the Lord in the first part of 37, saying that the one who showed mercy was the neighbor to him that fell among the thieves.
那然后律法师就在三十七节的前半段正确的回答了主，说那个怜悯这个怜悯他的那个人就是他的邻舍。
He obviously understood that he was to love the one who saves.
那他明白他应该去爱那个来拯救他的。
Then the Lord.Said to him in the second part of verse 37, "Go and do thou likewise."
然后呢，主在第37节的后半段这样对他说，你去照样做吧。
The Lord's answer, go and do thou likewise, could mean three ways.
那主这样说，你去照样做吧，可能有三种这样的解读。
Number one, it could positively mean, I am that Savior, come, follow me, as is said to the rich man in an answer to his question, how to earn eternal, how to inherit eternal life.
那第一就是这是一个正面的意思，主就是对他说，我就是那救主，你来跟随我吧，就好像主来回答另外一个问主如何承受永生的年轻的财主一样。
Number two, it would also positively mean, go and look for that merciful neighbor.
那第二的话，主可能会说，是这样的意思，也是正面的，说去寻找那一个有怜悯的邻舍吧。
When you research, you will realize that I am that person.
当你寻找之后才就会发现我就是那个你所找的。
And then you will come to know who has to help whom, or who has to love whom.
那然后你就能够知道到底是谁要帮助谁，谁要来爱谁。
Number three, in a negative connotation, it could mean go and look for that merciful neighbor.
那第三呢，这可能是一个负面的一个解读，不意思就是说你去找那个蛮有怜悯的邻舍吧。
Try to love him, if you will ever be able to love him in the manner prescribed by the law.
然后呢，你就去爱他吧，看看你究竟能否照着律法上所写的那种方式来爱他。
The issue is, how could one half dead, which means one on the way to death, having been incapacitated, love others and put efforts to earn eternal life?
那问题在于，一个半死的人，就是说一个从出生以来就走在通往死亡道路上并无力逃脱的人，能够靠着自己的努力去得着永生，并且去爱他的邻舍呢？
So, the Lord's intention in this story was to let the lawyer see for himself that the evaluation of eternal life was so high and the condition of man so low that it was impossible for man to earn eternal life by his efforts.
所以主在这个故事当中的目的是借着是让这个律法师能够看到永生的价值是如此之高，而人的光景又是如此之低，所以人是没有办法凭着自己的努力来赢得永生的。
What the lawyer had to do was not simply go away from the law, to do exactly the same thing which he had been doing, that is keeping the law.
那所以这个律法师应该做的不是说离开主去照着他以前一直在做的去做，就是遵行律法。
But to recognize himself as one wounded with sins and recognize Lord Jesus as his neighbor, the Savior, and allow him to love him, care him, and save him.
他所应该做的呢，是应该认出原来自己是那个因着罪而伤残不堪的人，并且认出主是他的那一位好的邻舍，然后呢，能够让救主来爱他，来关心他，并且来拯救他。
That would mean following the Lord Jesus by believing in him.
就是说，因着信能够来跟随主。
But he was blinded by the law to recognize our Lord as the Savior.
然而因着律法让他的眼瞎了，他没有办法认出主就是我们的救主。
The lesson for us in this story is that our neighbor is the Savior who came to us, loved us, saved us with compassion, and that we are not the neighbor.
所以这个故事其实是告诉我们，我们的邻舍其实是我们的救主，他爱我们，以慈悲的心怜悯我们，拯救我们。我们自己其实不是那个好的邻舍。
We are not the good Samaritan.
我们也不是那个好的撒玛利亚人。
Our Lord is the good Samaritan.
我们的主才是那一位好撒玛利亚人。
We need to know that our Lord wants us to first of all to love him as our heavenly neighbor, heavenly Samaritan, and the Savior.
我们应该知道，我们的主希望我们能够来爱他，以他为我们那属天的邻舍，为我们属天的撒玛利亚人，也为我们的救主。
But the church has historically considered this story to be a model for loving and caring people, and therefore defined neighbor as someone who is in need, such as the wounded man in this story.
那然而在历史上呢，教会却常常用这个故事作为例子来教导人们如何去爱和关心有帮助的人，因此呢，也把这个灵舍定义为有需要帮助的人。
However, that is not the intended lesson here.
然而呢，这却不是这个故事本来所有的这个教训。
Many in the history, Christians and non-Christians, have embraced and applied this story inappropriately.
在历史当中，无论是基督徒或不是基督徒，他们都不恰当的来应用了这个故事。
And the result is so-called good Samaritan works.
那这个结果就是我们众人所熟知的这个好撒玛利亚人的工作。
We also have been taught that the good Samaritan who loved, cared, and saved the wounded man is depicted to the Lord Jesus, and therefore we should be like the Lord Jesus and not like the priest.And the Levite.
那我们也同样被教导说，在这个故事当中的好撒玛利亚人是来描写主耶稣，所以呢，我们应该像主耶稣一样，而不是像这个律法师而不是像祭司或者这个利未人一样。
There's a misconception in this interpretation.
然而呢，在这个解读当中也有一个错误的概念。
The object of the story here is not on being like the Lord Jesus.
因为这个故事它的这个主题或重点不是说我们要像主。
Surely, being like Lord Jesus is taken for granted, but that would only be after receiving eternal life to manifest the Lord Jesus, but not to replace the Lord Jesus.
那当然，像主是我们每一个人都应当做的。然而呢，唯有当我们承受了永生之后，我们才能够真正活出主耶稣的生命。而不是说我们应该取代主耶稣的位置。
To manifest the Lord Jesus, but not to take the place of the Lord Jesus.
是要我们活出主耶稣的生命，而不是来取代他的位置。
Being like Lord Jesus is one thing, and taking the place of the Lord Jesus is another thing.
那像主是一回事儿，而取代主的位置是另外一回事儿。
Because only Lord Jesus has gone to the cross, not we.
因为唯有主去到了十字架，而不是我们。
Only Lord Jesus can forgive, revive, and give eternal life, not we.
唯有主耶稣能够赦免人，让人从死里复活，并把永生赐给他，而我们却不能。
In that sense, we cannot take the place of the Lord Jesus.
那当我们讲到以上的范畴的时候，我们没有办法来取代主的位置。
In the story here, we are the wounded.
在这个故事当中，我们是那个受伤的。
We need a neighbor to love us, care us, and save us.
我们需要有一位邻舍来爱我们，来关心我们，来拯救我们。
We are suffering with wounds.
我们因着所受的伤在这里而承受。
We are not in a position to be a neighbor to love, care, or save someone else.
我们并不是在这样的一个位置能够去爱别人、关心别人、拯救别人。
The whole world.Is wounded or re-wounded?
整个世界都是就满身受伤，或者是他们伤愈之后重又受伤。
Wounded signifying the sinners, re-wounded signifying the defeated Christians.
那这个受伤指的是这些罪人们，伤愈之后重又受伤，讲的是这些失败的基督徒们。
The wounded and the re-wounded need a neighbor to be constantly loved.Cared and saved to the uttermost.
无论你是受伤的还是你是愈后重伤的，我们都需要有一位救主，一个灵舍来常常的爱我们、关心我们，并救我们到底。
The Lord Jesus alone is such a saving neighbor of all.
唯有主耶稣是这样一位灵舍，能够拯救所有的人直到底。
Also, it has been interpreted.That the Lord Jesus wanted us to love our neighbor next door, nearby, or someone who is in need as we love ourselves.
那同样还有另外一种解读，就是主希望我们能够像爱我们自己一样来爱我们隔壁的或周围的或者是有需要帮助的人。
There are three misconceptions in this interpretation.
然而在这样一种解读当中也有三个错误的概念。
Number one, the person in this context of the story is the Old Testament man who has no capacity to love because he does not have eternal life inside him to be able to love in the manner prescribed by the law.
那首先就是故事当中这个人是一个在旧约之下的人，他是没有爱人的能力的，因为他里面没有永生来支撑他照着律法上所描述的去爱。
And the object of the story is not on loving others, but rather on the impossibility of it.
而这个故事的中心不是说如何去爱别人，而是告诉我们这件事情其实是不可能的。
The matter of loving others is elsewhere.
那讲到爱别人是在另一处圣经。
That is in the New Commandment in John 13:34.
那就是在新约约翰福音13:34那里。
This commandment is to love others, but after being loved by the Lord.
那这里讲到的就是我们如何去爱别人，但是呢，是在我们先被主爱了之后。
Let's read that. John 13:34.
我们一同来读约翰福音13:34节。
I will read it in English. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
This commandment is given to the disciples who were the representatives of the New Testament believers, having recognized Jesus as the Lord and the Savior.
那这条命令是给的门徒，他们所代表的就是新约的信徒们，那他们是承认主耶稣是救主的。
The commandment here is to love one another or love others.
那这里的这个命令就是要你们彼此相爱或者是爱别人。
This is to live a new covenant living.
那这就是要我们能够活出那个新约的生命。
Whereas the commandment in Luke is directed to the lawyer, the representative of Jewish people, the Old Testament people, not having recognized the Lord, not having recognized Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
那然而在路加福音那个故事当中，他所把这条命令给的受众呢，却是这个律法师，他是代表着犹太人或者是旧约的这些在旧约之下的人，他们没有能够来认识承认耶稣是主是救主。
This commandment in Luke can only be practiced by a New Testament believer, but that is not the scenario here.
那在路加福音当中所讲到的那一条律法，唯有新约的人才能够真正的操练施行，然而在那里那个故事的情况却不是这样。
The commandment here in Luke is first of all to lead the lawyer to the heavenly neighbor to be loved, cared and saved.
在路加福音这里的律法其实是希望能够把这个律法师引到这位属天的灵士的面前，让他自己先能够得着爱关注和拯救。
This is to enter into new covenant living.
这是我们如何得以进入新约的生命的方法。
Only after entering into the new covenant living, that is, after receiving heavenly neighbor's divine love into him, would he be able to love either neighbor the Savior or neighbor the next door with that divine love that he received into him.
那也就是说，唯有当我们进入了这个新约的生命，就是说我们能够来接受从这个属天的灵舍当中所来的那属天的爱，我们才能够去爱我们的灵舍，无论讲到的是这个我们隔壁的灵舍，或者是我们这位好的灵舍，就是我们的主耶稣救主。并且呢，这样的爱是靠着我们从他那里所来领受的这个属天的爱。
And that then only he would be able to inherit eternal life in the coming age.
也唯有如此，他才能够在那将要来的世代来承受永生。
Number two, in this story, in Luke, the Lord was not meaning that we should love others in order to receive eternal life into us.
那同样，在这个路加福音的故事当中，主并不是说我们唯有爱别人才能够来承受永生。
Rather, it means that if we allow the neighbor, the Savior, to love us, care us, and save us, we will receive eternal life from him.
那而是告诉我们，如果我们能够来接受从这个属天的邻居，我们的救主那里来的爱、关心和拯救的话，我们也同样会从他那里来承受永生。
Number three, the Lord was not expecting that anybody would ever be capable of loving either the Savior or others as we love ourselves without first receiving eternal life.
那第三呢，主并不期待我们在得着永生之前能够像爱自己一样爱任何人，无论讲到爱主还是讲到爱邻舍。
Do you know how difficult it is?For man to love either the Savior or others as he loves himself.
你知道，如果要让一个人像爱自己一样，无论是爱主还是爱别人，有多么的难呢？
Possibly for a while.
也许我们能够这样做很短的时间。
Otherwise, it is impossible.
其实更多的来说，我们是不能没办法这样做的。
Sigmund Freud.The father of psychoanalysis said, "We simply cannot love more than few people with genuine concern and intimacy."
那精神分析学派之父西格蒙德弗洛伊德就这样说：我们在真诚和亲密当中所能爱和关心的不过寥寥几人。若是人数稍微多一点点，那实在已远超我们所能。
Man has no problem.To love himself and all that belongs to him unceasingly.
我们人没有，其实要让我们不断的来爱自己，没有任何的难处。
Because, number one, it takes no effort as there is no barrier between me and myself or between me and mine.
那第一呢，就是我们这样做没有任何的难处，因为在我和我自己，或者是我和我所有的当中之间，没有任何的障碍。
And number two, there's a self-interest.
那第二呢，我们总是有这样的一个意愿来爱自己的。
But to love another as he loves himself, it takes number one, effort, and number two, self-denial.
然而如果要让我们去爱别人的话呢，他至少需要第一个我们要努力去爱，第二个我们要舍己。
So man cannot love either the Savior or others as he loves himself in his natural constitution.
所以在人的天性当中，我们没有办法照着爱自己那样去爱主或爱别人。
We have to be warned here while the phraseLoving our neighbor as ourselves means to love our neighbor as much as we naturally and selfishly love ourselves. It does not mean in any way that it is right for us to love ourselves.
那在这里，请大家一定要注意，就是这句话讲到爱邻舍如同自己。是在告诉我们要像爱自己，无论是我们在自己的这个自私的里面，还是在我们的肉体的里面，能够这样的天然的来爱我们，那样去爱邻舍，它并不是来鼓励我们应该去爱我们的自己。
Because the Word of God commands us to deny ourselves and all that belongs to us.
因为神的话告诉我们，我们应当舍己并放下自己一切所有的。
This shows number one.How selfish man is.
所以这就告诉我们，第一，人是有多么的自私。
Number two, how inadequate man is in loving the Savior or others.
那第二就是人在爱主或爱邻舍这件事情上有何等的不足。
So, man has to receive eternal life in order to be able to love his neighbor as he loves himself.
所以人应当先得着永生，才能够像爱自己一样去爱他的邻舍。
This is possible only in the new covenant living.
而唯有在新约的生命当中，这对我们才成为一种可能。
That is why in the earthly life of Lord Jesus, his important ministry was to introduce the new covenant living.
这就是为什么在主在地上他的服事当中，他所需要做的很重要的一件，就是能够来向我们引入这个新约的生命。
That was his focus, even the forum with the lawyer in Luke 10.
那甚至在路加福音第十章，他与这个律法师的交谈当中，这也是他的这个目的。
God's intention from the beginning of the creation was that man would receive Christ into him as his life and live a not I but Christ way of life.
那从创造之初，神在我们身上的心意就是愿我们能够来接受基督的生命，然后能够活出一个不再是我，而是基督的生命。
Adam failed to eat the fruit of life and receive Christ into him to live a not I, but Christ way of life and broke the heart of God.
那亚当没能够拣选生命树上的果实，他就没能够来接受基督，活出那不再是我，而是基督的生活，并且实在因此而重重伤了神的心。
Lord Jesus wanted to get this message out, even to this lawyer in this discussion.
所以主耶稣在与这个律法师的交谈当中，也希望能够把这条信息明白地讲出来。
He wanted the lawyer to know for himself that it was not him that could keep the law, not him that could live, not him that could love, but Christ, the heavenly neighbor, the heavenly Samaritan, and the heavenly Savior.
他希望让律法师知道，不是他，而是基督，那属天的灵舍，属天的撒玛利亚人。能够去爱，能够去关心，能够去拯救。
In order to propagate a not I but Christ way of new covenant living, the Lord wanted the lawyer to know four things through this discussion.
那为了能够把这个不再是我而是基督这样新约的生命传扬出去，主想要让律法师借着他们的交谈明白四件事。
The lawyer needed to know that he would never be able to keep the law to inherit eternal life.
那第一呢，律法师应该明白，他永远不可能靠着遵守律法来承受永生。
The lawyer needed to know that he needed a heavenly neighbor's visit to love, care, and cover up his wounds that signify his sins.
那第二就是律法师应该知道他需要一个属天的灵舍能够来关注他来爱他并且呢能够来医治他的伤口那这里的伤所代表的就是他的罪
The lawyer needed to know that he needed replacement of his self life with eternal life to be able to love his neighbor
那这个律法师也需要知道他应该让自己的生命被主的生命所取代才能够让他去爱邻舍
Lawyer's idea of inheriting eternal life was entering into the kingdom in the coming age by keeping the law in this age which we know is impossible
那律法师对承受永生的想法就是靠着在这个时代来遵守律法来得着那将要来的世代里的永生那我们知道这是不可能的
He had no idea of receiving eternal life and living by that life in this life and then inherit eternal life in the coming age
他并没有想到说在这个世代就接受永生并且把那个生命活出来好叫他能够在将要来的世代来承受永生
I'll give you an analogy.
那我要来举一个例子。
Strictly speaking, one has to be able to speak English in order to become a citizen of America. In order, he has to know English, not just speak. He has to know English.
那严格的来说，一个人必须得知道英语，他才能够来成为一个美国的国民。
If implemented, one has got to be able to read, write, and speak the language to be able to live in America.
那施行出来的话呢，一个人就必须得知道如何的读，如何的写，如何的说，才能够在美国生活。
Likewise, we need to have eternal life and know the language of love to enter and live in the coming kingdom.
那同样的话呢，我们应该先得着永生，并且来知道怎么样说这个爱的语言，才能够来进入才能够来进入那个将要来的国度。
Number four, the lawyer needed to recognize Lord Jesus Himself as his neighbor, the Savior.
那第四就是这个律法师需要能够来认出主耶稣自己是我们的主，是我们的邻舍，是我们的救主。
So the deduced definition of neighbor out of this story in few words is.
所以简单来说，我们从这个故事当中所推出的对邻舍的定义就是
one who loves, cares with compassion, and saves to the uttermost.
那一位爱我们的，用慈悲的心怜悯我们，并拯救我们到底的。
In one word, the definition of neighbor is savior.
或者用一个简单的词，就是救主。
Since the savior is none other than Christ, we can say that the definition of neighbor is Christ.
那因为我们的救主除了耶稣并没有其他，所以我们也可以说这个邻舍的定义就是基督。
Yeah, corollary definition of neighbor is not I but Christ.
那我们也可以来推论说对邻舍的定义就是不是我而是基督。
Christ alone is the saving neighbor of all.
唯有基督是所有人的邻舍，唯有他能够拯救。
Finally, I will give you an analogy to understand how the good Samaritan is the neighbor and not the wounded man.
那最后我要再举一个例子，让大家明白为什么这个好的撒玛利亚人是我们的邻舍，而不是那个受伤的人。
Let us say that you have lost a job, you are going through hardship, you are now trying to relocate to another city.
那我们就说你现在失去了工作，你的生活非常的艰难，你正想要去搬去另外一所城市。
Would you go and tell everybody, hey, I lost my job, I'm relocating to another city, and so I'm trying to find a neighborhood in that city with full of wounded and needy people because I want to go there, love them, care them, and save them?
你会不会告诉别人说，嗨，我现在刚刚失去了工作，我想要搬到另外一个城市，你能不能告诉我哪一个社区里有很多需要帮助的人，因为呢我非常想要去那里，能够爱他们，关心他们，帮助他们。
You probably won't.
我想你很可能不会这样做。
Because you are wounded with loss of job, already going through the suffering of the wounds.
因为你自己因着失去工作而已经受伤，你自己正在当中来忍受这些难处。
You are the one who is going to be in need when you go to a new location.
那当你去到一个新的地方，你才是那个需要帮助的人。
What you would first think of in your mind would be good neighbors for you and yourself to help you all in time of need.
那我想你在脑中最先想到的是找到一个好的社区，在那里有一些好的邻舍，他们能够在你需要的时候来帮助你，关心你。
Because you are in want of them.
因为你是需要他们的。
So you make a survey and choose a good neighborhood.
所以呢，你做了一番调查之后，会选择一个好的社区。
Now, your new neighbor in the new location is going to be your good Samaritan, the Savior in type.
那在那个新的城市，你的这些新的邻居们，他们就会成为你的好撒玛利亚人，也是来预表救主。
Not you.
而不是你自己。
That's why, even whenever you introduce your neighbor, or your spouse, or your friend to someone else, you would esteem them high and say, he is my neighbor. She is my wife. He is my friend, because they're in time of need for you.
那所以呢，当你向别人介绍起你的邻居、你的朋友或你的配偶的时候呢，你就会高举他们来说，谁谁谁是我的邻居，是我的配偶，是我的朋友，因为呢，他们是在你需要帮助时能够来帮助你的。
You don't normally say, "I am his neighbor. I'm her husband. I'm his friend, at least in introducing.
但是呢，在介绍别人的时候，你不会这样的用这样的语气来说，我是他的邻舍，我是他的配偶，我是他的朋友。
The problem with the religious man is to take the place of good Samaritan.
那对一个虔诚的人来说，他的问题是常常想要来取代主耶稣的位置。
Someone is wounded. I got to go and help him.
有人受伤了，我一定要去快快帮助他。
If I help him, I will gain favor from God and I will earn eternal life.
如果我帮助他的话，我就做了讨神喜悦的事，然后呢，我就能因此来承受永生。
Because that's how the story seems like from the surface.
因为呢，从表面上来看，这个故事好像是这么讲的。
But the bottom of the story is, if you allow someone to help you.You will receive eternal life.
然而，如果我们明白这个故事的真意的话，它其实告诉我们，如果你让别人来帮助你的话呢，你能够因此承受永生。
I want to close with cautions and recommendations in preaching and practicing Luke 27, Love God and Love Thy Neighbor, and the story of Good Samaritan.
那最后关于如何来传讲和施行，在路加福音十章二七节这里，爱神爱邻舍这个以及好撒玛利亚人的故事的时候呢，我有几点提醒和建议。
Number one, do not present Luke 10:27, love God and love thy neighbor to save people.
第一，不要传讲路加福音十章二十七节爱神爱邻舍这样的信息，想要去拯救别人。
Present them with such as John 3:36, He that believeth on the Son hath eternal life.
那而要告诉他们，比如说像约翰福音三章三十六节那里，信子的人有永生。
Because Luke 10:27 cannot be practiced by the unsaved.
因为路加福音十章二十七节这里所讲的是没有办法让一个没有被得救的人来施行的。
When you preach or practice Luke 10:27, love God and love thy neighbor, let this verse be complemented with the principle of the higher superseded new covenant law.
那当你来传讲路加福音十章二十七节爱神爱邻舍的时候呢，也请你以那更高的新约的律法的原则为补充。
Because Luke 10:27, love God and love thy neighbor as an old and a lower law cannot stand alone without the principle of the new law.
因为爱神爱邻舍作为那旧的较低的律法是不应该脱离新约律法的原则而被独立提说的。
It has to be complemented, revived, upgraded, perfected and practiced with the principle of the new law, otherwise which is dead.
那它需要被新约的原则来对它进行补充升级，让它能够完全，也应该在新约的原则下来施行操练，否则的话这条律法的本身是死的。
Number three, watch out for the so-called good Samaritan works.
也第三就是请大家小心这些所谓的好撒玛利亚人的工作。
When someone is wounded or re-wounded with sins,
当某人因为罪而受伤或者因为罪而重又受伤的话，
Let the heavenly Samaritan in you love them, care them, and save them.
让在你里面的好撒玛利亚人去爱他们、关心他们、拯救他们。
Not you.
而不是你自己。
You are not the good Samaritan, butChrist in you.
你不是那好撒玛利亚人，在你里面的基督才是那好撒玛利亚人。
This is a not I but Christ way of living.
那这就是我们所讲的不再是我而是基督。
This is a new covenant way of living.
这也是新约的这个生命的一种生活方式。
May the Lord bless his word.
愿主祝福他的话。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank thee for thy Son, Lord Jesus Christ, our heavenly neighbor, our heavenly Samaritan, and our Savior.
父，我们为着你的儿子主耶稣而献上感谢，他是我们的属天的灵舍，是我们属天的撒玛利亚人，也是我们的救主。
Who loved us, saved us, and gave us eternal life.
他爱我们，拯救我们，也把永生赐给我们。
Help us to live with that life.
求你帮助我们能够依靠这个生命来活。
Help us to be ready for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and take us to enter into eternal life.
求你帮助我们能够预备好了来等候主耶稣来到这里来带领我们进入永生。
Maranatha, O Lord, come. Amen.
Maranatha, 主啊，求你快来。阿门。